July 19, 1912. The attention to the teachings of Jesus makes our breath of love reach him even through others. Love must be only for Jesus. This morning, as I was in my usual state, blessed Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, I feel your breath and I feel refreshed by it. By just being close to you, your breath gives me refreshment. Even when others talk about the things that you said for their own good, I feel your breath through them and I am pleased." So, my relief is repeated, and I say, even through others, my daughter sends me her refreshment, because if she hadn't been attentive in listening to me, she could not have done any good for others. Therefore, she is still the one who sends me this good. So, I love you even more and I feel compelled to come and converse with you. Then he added, "True love must stand alone. When it leans on something else, even a holy thing or a spiritual person, it gives me nausea and, instead of content, I feel embittered and bothered. Only when love is alone can I take control and do with the soul whatever I want. This is the nature of true love. But when it does not stand alone, one thing can be done, something else cannot. It is a hindered command, which does not give full freedom. Therefore, love feels uncomfortable and constrained."